Welcome to The Pen That Writes, a podcast by Thy Book Box. My name is Ayan, and I will be your host for this series. Before we begin talking to actual authors, I wanted to talk to you a bit about what we're doing here, because that only seems logical, right? And who better to explain what we should expect of this series than my own boss? So sit back for today's episode and listen to a fellow reader explain what all this fuss is about. So today we have the co-founder of Thy Book Box with us. Hi, Vaishishta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So we're going to talk a little with our co-founder, my boss, and we're going to ask him about what we're doing here so you guys get a better, insight. So my first question for you is simple. Podcasting is a type of longer content. And in these times when, the human attention span is less than that of a goldfish, why are we walking this different path unlike the rest of the content creators out there?
So I'll take a step back and talk about why we're doing this entire thing. So the entire motive behind this podcast and the entire brand is that we support and help readers become better readers, build a community around people who love to read, and help them engage with each other better. A huge part of the entire reading community are authors. They play a very crucial role on writing amazing books which people can read. And often their stories get missed out in the entire multiverse of the books they write. The entire podcast is aimed to bring out their stories and present it to the world. I feel that as someone who loves to write himself, the only way I can do justice with telling the story of an author is via a format where it's purely about content. It's not about any visual aspect of it. It's not about how it's presented, but it's about how it's expressed. And podcast being an extension of the entire radio format, I feel, is the best way for an author to express themselves to an audience, where it's very unbiased, it's very undistracted, and the focus is purely on content. And that's what podcast always brings, right? It's one of those rare formats where the focus is just on the content and nothing else, where the motive is just to bring out 100% of the content and skip out all distractions like video, location, pictures, everything. And that's why I prefer podcast over every other media.
So yeah, I agree with that. Modern content doesn't justify the in-depth stories that we want to tell, and podcasting is apparently the best way to express those stories and express those emotions and come up with those questions and stuff like that. And I do believe the same. It's very true. Okay, who are we looking for when it comes to the audience? Although it's open for all, obviously, but who is this podcast specifically made for?
It's made for people who love books. It's made for people who love reading. It's made for people who love to not just pick up a book and brush through it, but get engrossed in the lives of the characters and the authors. It's meant for those old school people who still open a book and smell it and feel that entire emotion conveyed by a new book. It's meant for those people. It's meant for people like me, people who love books, people who have lived their life among books. That's my core audience.
It's basically, it's meant for people who get offended by the movies.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because fun fact here, this is going to offend a lot of people, but our co-founder does not like the Harry Potter series at all, which I don't agree with.
The thing is, the movies are really well made, but they don't do justice to the book.
Okay.
It's not that the movies are badly made. It's all great, but it's not something I would say is the representation of the book. Right. The book is so much more than what movie can ever convey. right? And that's my problem with any book converted into like a mainstream movie, especially books which are longer in length, where there's a lot more depth, there's a lot more storytelling going on. Because movies ultimately have a restriction of time and space, versus there is so much more that happens in a book. Just don't make fantasy. Yeah, because there's so much more storytelling that you have to do that you can never justify it.
Yeah.
Make a Chetan Bhagat movie, no one has a problem. In fact, people would appreciate that.
Chetan Bhagat movies are the only movies that are better, much better than the books.
Than the books.
We will also be asking a wide range of questions, right? And what sort of stories do you think we should be anticipating from the authors themselves?
The very, very interesting part about authors is that though they're amazing storytellers, they hardly tell their stories ever. They hardly talk about their motivation behind developing a character.
Right.
Right. You would never hear J.K. Rowling sitting and saying why he developed Harry Potter. Right. Mm-hmm. You will never have Ruskin Bond writing about why does Dehradun play a major role in his books. Right. What is his obsession with traveling in trains?
Yeah.
Right. What is his obsession with the summer wind and the beauty of flowers? Right. And that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to get from these authors. I want to know their obsessions. I want to know what made them write about these things. I want to know what is their story, which made them who they are today. I want to know what they were feeling when they penned down those moments and drafted that into a book. I also want to go in the technicality of it, right? I want to understand their methods, their mindset behind writing. What is their writing process? Those are the things I want to hear. Those are the things I want to share with my audience. That's where I think a lot of audience can connect with their authors.
Right.
Right. It goes beyond the basic questions of what made you write this book, who's your muse, and who are your inspiration. No. What are you obsessed with? That's what I want to ask them.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I want to bring out via this podcast.
So I've been looking around and, you know, to obviously for research purposes, I've been looking around YouTube and Spotify, and honestly, I have not found a single person doing this. Like, no one. Why do you think we're, you know, on this uncharted turf right now? Why are we the first ones?
Honestly, because I don't think people care enough. Genuinely, I think people don't care enough about books and authors and readers.
Yes.
The classic issue with the reading communities, they're all introverts.
Mm-hmm. So no one knows we exist.
Right. Exactly. So it's an old joke. What do people talk about in the book club? No one talks anything. They read.
Yep.
You put a bunch of people who read in a room, they don't care. They don't want other people. They want to find a book and a cozy corner and a cup of coffee or tea or wine or whiskey or whatever floats their boat. They want to sit and read. They genuinely don't care about other people. But that's changing now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you now are in a world where social interaction has completely taken a 180 degree turn.
Yeah.
Right, where it's not necessary to be an extrovert to interact socially.
Yes. Yeah.
None of that matters.
Finally,
right? The entire world has gone online. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Finally, we've reached a part where you're just supposed to be human, and then you can, you know, interact. Which is, you know, very good for some people because they have that protection from that screen.
Now they can be themselves exactly. In any place they want. A lot of people ask me when I was starting a book community, they're like, do you think people will talk about books? I'm like, why not? People who are into books are huge nerds.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember this incident where I once organized a Harry Potter quiz in Delhi.
You're right.
This was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very randomly done. Me and my friend, we were like, you know what? We need a Harry Potter quiz happening. We went to a venue. We talked to social. We're like, we want to do a Harry Potter quiz. They're like, fine, we can do it. We put up some posters, put up some flyers, spread the word around. Do you know how many people turned up?
No. 350. What?
I'm not even kidding. 350 people within a week of marketing suddenly done turned up.
Damn.
And everyone was dressed up. People had wands. People had a hat.
Wow.
People had Harry Potter mufflers. And I was like, this is amazing. And mind you, these are people who have read the books, not these are movie fanatics.
Right.
These are people who have read books 20 times.
Uh-huh.
There's a girl I spoke to, she has read all 7 books in sequence 26 times. So 2016.
Wow. That's the thing about us readers, right? We are, I guess, right now, we're the only ones who aren't making a noise like the rest of social media. Like, singers are booming up, and obviously, with all due respect, they deserve the spotlight. They need that kind of validation. That community can be a bit noisy. But what I love about the reader population is that even with social media right now, we're not, you know, making the noise that others are, which I defines us as a community itself as well.
Look at bookstagrammers, right?
Yeah.
Their entire social media is so subtle.
Mm-hmm.
You will not find a bookstagrammer doing the dancing reel saying 5 books to read. No.
Yeah.
She's just got to keep 5 books on a table, click a picture or go through a passing video and be like, do not read these 5 books. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 books. Bye.
Yeah.
But I need to go and read. That's the only social interaction I want to do.
Yeah.
And exactly. That's the space I want to create in my community is that, mm-hmm. you know what? You're an introvert. You don't need to talk here.
Yeah.
It's just a safe space for you to converse when you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to be a chatterbot. You may want to say 5 words a week. That's okay. We are inclusive that way.
Yeah.
You may read whatever you want. We want to hear. And we want people who are into pop culture so deep that if you want to name yourself after Harry Potter character in the community, go for it. So that's, imagine the power of content that has changed the entire world.
It's basically when you feed someone some kind of content, you get that kind of reaction from them. You change the way they think, they behave. It's very, you know, books are more powerful than we believe.
Look at, so for a great example of this is Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, right?
Yeah.
Or even the Bible or the Quran.
Hmm.
Millions of people read these books and swear by these books.
Right.
And mind you, I've read Bible, I've read parts of Quran, I've read Bhagavad Gita and these books. They are so amazingly written.
Yeah.
The quality of writing is so high up there. Yet it is understood by a huge mass of millions. It is so open for interpretation.
Exactly.
There is so much more scope for interpretation with these books than a regular novel. Books. So books are a way that you can go back and forth in time very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't remember a great author once said that I don't need to travel. I have a library full of books.
Yeah.
This is a true thing, right? If I want to, if I can't travel to Egypt, all I need to do is pick up 10 books about Egypt. Sit and read them.
Yeah.
Close my eyes and just feel the Egyptian wind coming from the Mediterranean Sea hitting my face. Feel the sand beneath my feet. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's the power of books, right? And the problem is people are trying to justify and replace books by books with actual reading. Right, they want to do more visual reading, they want to do more video based content, they want to do more AR, VR stuff.
They want it to be easier.
Yeah, the point is, yeah, it's easier to consume, it's not actual reading. It's but is it the best way of consuming content? No, because it lacks the depth.
Yeah,
a video can never give you depth like a book can.
Mm-hmm.
Because you only see. You don't feel.
Right. Yeah.
The whole point of a book is that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you read about, when you read Ode to the West Wind, you can close your eyes and imagine the kind of storm and the wind coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Which no amount of video can project.
No, I agree. I agree with that visual imagery thing, because the thing is that when you are watching a movie, there are certain details that you miss out because of everything that's happening around. I remember in the Deathly Hallows, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the first few pages is describing two men walking. Okay, two men are walking. And the imagery in that, I mean, there is the cape of both men just, you know, skimming the ground. And then that the stone roads of England, London, which are brilliantly described. And then there's this one thing that always stood out to me, was how J.K. Rowling described ki, the moonlight shined upon their faces, but it was broken by the trees in between. So I could literally see their faces being, you know, flashed here in and out constantly by the moonlight and the trees breaking the light, which was so brilliant. I mean, the fact that you can, you know, do stuff like that. Like, second example would be Hardy Boys. I was reading Hardy Boys and those guys get off a plane. And Frank, he gulps to release the equalize the air pressure. And that is a detail a movie would never show. And that is a detail that makes us remember, wow, these guys are human too. These guys, yeah, maybe they're a figment of my imagination, but this little thing, just equalizing the air pressure in their body, it makes them so much more real, right? Yes. And that's what books do. They make them real.
Yeah. And what happens is that books with the imagery they bring in also pushes you to start imagining.
Yeah.
It also builds very important skills like critical thinking in you. Because there is so much more effort you have to put to get that feel.
Yeah.
You're really forced to put in the effort, which makes it more enjoyable in longer run.
Definitely.
Right? You would never remember an opening scene of a movie, but you remember the opening part of the Deathly Hallows. Because it's the kind of impact it made, right?
Hey, that's the thing about books. Ki, you know, you pick up a book and every time... Reading a book is not a... kya bolte, it's not a thing bound by time, I feel. You know, watching a movie... Now, I'm not, shitting on movies. Movies are a different art form in entirety and they're brilliant. I love watching movies as well. But when it comes to, you know, time, movies are not, they don't stay in my attention span as long as books do. Because books, they each time you read it, you find out that you've missed a detail or you forgot a detail and you read it again and you realize, wow, this is beautifully written. Movies kaisa nahi hai. Movies have this weird effect of, you know, there is brilliance, but just as long as it's in front of you. But the books, they remain. They you know, shape how you act, shape how you behave in front of others. What kind of characters do you like? I mean, my favorite Harry Potter character is Luna. She's just brilliant. I just love her in all ways because of her behavior. The fact that she's weird and yet... I mean, they've not put her as the normal weirdo from school. They've made her a wizard and somehow just come up with that crazy and amazing personality. So calm and composed, yet so...
Look at Neville, for an example.
Yes, exactly.
What a brilliant character arc. From a kid who was afraid, who's loses toad and was afraid when someone said boo. He went to the person who stood up against Voldemort.
Exactly.
He was the one who led the entire Dumbledore's army in the end. He rose up as a leader.
Yeah.
Right? Look at that kind of character building that has been done. It's not abrupt. It's not random. You know how it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. So it just feels that you're not, basically when you're watching a movie, you're watching a piece of art. That is what I feel, which is amazing. It's an experience. I agree. And when you're reading a book, you're not just reading it. You're not just imagining it. You're living it. And that is what, sets us apart from the rest.
Yes. True.
Yes. Coming to that, any final word before we start the series?
I would say keep an eye on the space. There are some crazy things coming. They're coming up with... a community, we are coming up with a podcast, we're coming up with a couple of amazing products you've never seen or used before. So keep an eye out on what we're doing, keep an eye out on the space.
So yes, after a lot of overthrowing of governments and throwing Chetan Bhagat books around, We all agree that books are brilliant, no matter who the author and no matter what the content, because it sets a perspective. And I hope we see all of you listening to our podcasts on Spotify. Please follow us on other social media platforms like Instagram. And do we have anything else?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, and we have a website.
Just keep
check
an
that
eye
out as well.
Yep. Keep an eye on this space, guys. We're coming out with some amazing interviews soon.
Yes.
And yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you, Vaishishta, for coming and talking to us today. Happy reading, guys. Stay safe. And goodbye.